DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Talks over the nation's debt ceiling are taking center stage at the G7 in Japan, less than 2 weeks before the government could go into default. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports the situation has been a roller coaster.
Saturday morning at the G7 summit in Japan, the president telegraphed calm.
Mr. President, how concerned are you about the debt talks at home?
Not at all. I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
The president is cutting short his overseas trip to return to Washington Sunday, hoping to finalize an agreement before the deadline.
Ukraine President Zelensky has arrived at the summit in Japan and is meeting with some leaders there over help amid the Russian war. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with the latest.
Security around the Ukrainian president's arrival was extremely tight as his plane, supplied by the French government, landed at Hiroshima Airport. Zelensky's star power is going to focus global attention on the G7 leaders' unwavering support for Ukraine. And even before he touched down, Zelensky had got one of the things he'd been asking for, F-16 fighter jets. President Joe Biden has approved the training of Ukrainian pilots to fly the U.S.-made warplanes, and European allies are expected to supply the aircraft from among stocks that they already own.
Now to Nebraska, where lawmakers have approved a 12-week abortion ban and restrictions on gender care for minors. The Republican governor has promised to sign it into law. State Senator Kathleen Kalth spoke during the emotional vote.
The reason we brought this bill is because we love kids. We want to see them grow up and be happy, healthy adults, no matter how they choose to live their adult life.
Brittany Griner in the spotlight on the court for her first regular season WNBA game after her detention in Russia. CBS's Jeff Glor.
The Phoenix Mercury Center got a standing ovation as she hit the hardwood against the Los Angeles Sparks Friday night. In her first regular season game in 579 days, Griner had 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 blocks in a loss. Vice President Kamala Harris also attended the game and spoke with Griner and her team in their locker room before tip-off.
The 2023 Preakness State is today at the historic Pimlico Racecourse with a field of just 7 instead of the usual 14. Mage, who won the Kentucky Derby, is the favorite at 8-5, with National Treasure at 4-1 and Blazing Stevens at 6-1. Mage is the only horse from the Derby competing today. The Preakness is held on Armed Forces Day every year, 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Images. We all have them.
Mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomen.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Now, we're starting with the Jeds again, so that just means Joel is gone. Unfortunately, our fearless leader, Joel Clayfish, is at a SCI, I don't want to call it a banquet, they have a monthly meeting. So he is the key speaker today, talking about his sweet axis hunt, I believe. A sweet hunt. He goes on so many hunts that are so fantastic that I wish I could just join, just skip work for 2 weeks, maybe a month. And just go hunting. That'd be fantastic. But okay, so Joel is gone, so it is girls' night out. And that was Hudson. I'm canceling the girls' night out because it's two girls and two boys and a dog. So family night out, I guess we could say. Family night. Calvin, can you be part of the family?
I'll be part of the family for the night.
Oh, thank you, Calvin. So kind. So kind. So today we have Michelle Ferretta. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello. So good.
So good.
The weather's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It is beautiful. It's perfect. And we have Hudson. Hudson is her son. How old? You want to say hi to everybody, Hudson?
Yeah.
Okay, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Good job. He is 5 years old, and he is a fishing machine.
He is a fishing machine for sure.
They were out bass fishing, and I had to give Michelle a call. I'm like, hey, you're out fishing, and it's the perfect weather to go fishing. I need you to come on the radio show and talk about it.
That's right. Fishing season just opened up. Home opener was going on weekend before last. So
yeah.
Now is the time for fishing.
Yeah. What were you out there? Obviously, we're going to say we're by a tree, by a lake, in this one place. But this one place is very close to home for you.
Yes. So we have a pond in our front yard. It's a little over an acre in size. And we love to fish out there, don't we, Hudson?
Yeah. Now, this is a new area, like a new topic for me with having a pond in your own yard. Mm-hmm. Like, do you stock it? Like, what do you do? Like,
so we were blessed when we purchased the property. It actually came stocked. I think the previous owners did stock it. So we are quickly learning pond management on how to properly maintain the fish because of the fact that they overpopulated. So as they overpopulate, the fish actually stunt, and so we have spent the last 5 or 6 years trying to get it back to a healthy maintenance level of the different fish.
There you go. And what kind of fish do you have in there?
Hudson, what kind of fish do we have in our pond?
We have bass, bluegills, and walleyes, bass, muskies, and a lot of, and
it's a big list.
Sunflowers.
Sunfish. Yes. Sunfish. So lots of panfish.
You have muskies in there?
No, that's a, there's a couple in there. I think he was just listing off all the fish he actually knows. But yeah, no, there's
that's lots a pretty good list of fish he knows for mm-hmm. a 5 year old.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, we'll get him out muskie fishing here. That's his dad's favorite fish to fish for. But he just got back from walleye fishing, so of course it's on his mind. Yeah, yeah. They went out to Put-in Bay and got their limit daily. It was a lot of fun.
Good for them.
Brought back the wine. Brought that for you.
I know. Everybody, I am live on Instagram. And go there and check it out. You can see everything that's happening. You can see us drinking wine, dog, all of our beautiful faces. Bright and chipper on a Thursday.
Awesome. Well, the last time I saw you, though, we were fishing.
We were. Okay, that's not now. That's a teaser, everybody. That's a teaser. We're talking about that on the second segment.
Okay.
So everyone has to stay because I know once we start talking about that, It's gonna be the end of the show.
We need to talk about other things.
Yes. Yeah. So no, absolutely. But I am very curious about this whole podcast. In my mind, I'm gonna be working all these hours, and I'm gonna be able to buy acres upon acres of land, and I'm gonna have a pond in there because I want to go wood duck hunting and duck hunting in my backyard. Yes. But I also want to go fishing.
So we've got ponds in the backyard too that we are hopefully next year gonna start putting in some wood duck houses and things like that. It's not set up for wood duck hunting yet, but you know, it's still early in the game, but our front yard is amazing. It's all spring fed, so it's, you know, gin clear.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And
I've had the pleasure of going there and seeing your, like, that's the place you would want to hang out. Yeah. Like that, your house is that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's our little home. It's our little home away from home, isn't it, Hudson?
Yeah.
Do you like to fish?
Yeah.
What kind of bait do you use when we fish at home?
Worms.
You worms? Where do you get these worms from?
From under, we dig for worms. Sometimes we buy worms from stores, and we get them from our grandpa.
From your grandpa? That's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They use they like to buy a lot of worms for walleye fishing out in Put-in Bay in Ohio there. So they always bring a bunch home, so Hudson gets to utilized in him. He got his own worm farm for Christmas. So
really?
Grew his own worms over the winter.
That is awesome.
So that this spring he could use them.
With this pond in your front yard that's overpopulated, have you ever thought about putting together like a little fishery for kids or anything to help eliminate all that?
Yes, actually.
Because that would be...
Going to be hosting a family camp this year for Cub Scouts. So both of our kids, Violet was on with me, was it late last year? But both of the kids are in Scouts. So we are hosting family camp this year that will have a fishing clinic.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Then we need to have not everybody, but people on here and talk about that. Because getting kids out in the outdoors is what we live for.
Exactly.
Getting everybody else. So Hudson, I'm very excited that you're here right now.
Yeah, they're going to make their own fishing poles.
Outdoors through a kid's eyes. Like, that's not something you get to think about every single day.
I know. Hudson, do you have a tip for somebody that's just starting out fishing as a 5 year old?
Silence. No. Silence. What about casting?
Yes.
Yes, you got to cast.
What about casting?
Okay.
What about casting?
First you push the button, then you put it over your head, then you throw it, and then you get the button going, then it will go into the water.
Then we'll go in. Good job. That's exactly how you have to do it. Yeah. Very exciting. Nice. All right. Nice. So, Mama. I don't know why I'm calling you Mama. Okay, so okay. Michelle and I are friends. So, this is why this is a very comfortable episode, because we're friends. We've been friends for a while. Why do I always forget how we met?
I don't know, because I probably don't. It just feels like we're family, and how long we've known. You know, it's been a short, long while.
Uh-huh.
Quickly friends.
Yes.
But Well, like the bow fishing thing from Whale Tales. We had talked about that. I know that was, I think, when we first started becoming fast friends. And it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago. And the bow fishing event she's talking about is with Whale Tales. That's
coming up.
Yep. I don't know if it's still called a Stilettos Bow Fishing League. I feel like they changed the name from Stilettos.
Yeah.
But obviously Stilettos is a girl thing. Mm-hmm. And but they have about 6, 7, 8 boats, bow fishing boats, with huge LEDs from the front and generator in the back, so all the lights keep going. You play loud music, you have a great time, a cooler, and then they supply all the arrows and the bows and everything that you possibly could need.
Yeah.
They supply it, and you just go out there and shoot all the carp. Get rid of those carp. Yeah, you do not want those.
For any of the ladies that have never been bow fishing or introduced to the sport, it's really nice and a very comfortable atmosphere to be able to be amongst a bunch of ladies who also have not done it before, as well as those that are seasoned bow fishermen. Yep. And it's a blast. It's a blast. I think that's when we first started hanging out, but it's carried over.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's carried over for so many different amazing memories we've had together, from pheasant hunting and
so
fishing and
me slipping and falling. I don't know how, every single time I go out with you, I feel like I embarrass the heck out of myself.
Can't stay on 2 feet. No.
No.
Don't give her a stick of gum. It's over.
You know, poor guys at work. Okay. I have to bring the story up at work. So, as everybody may know, that I am a heavy equipment operator, right? Well, okay, correction. I'm a 4th-year apprentice. And today we were stripping all the topsoil and getting rid of, we're pretty much stripping the land to get ready to dig footings. Why is my dog wagging his tail so much?
Because I'm giving him some pets.
So we're digging in, and I'm like, oh, look at all these hostas. I want some hostas because I am now a garden person. I have a big garden, and it makes me extremely happy. By garden, I mean flowers, not like a vegetable garden. I mean a garden garden. And digging, I'm tearing apart the hostas to get it all ready and kneel down, and I'm just talking, chit-chatting with everybody around me and everything. And they're like, I'm like, oh, what is on my arm? I'm feeling little bites. I'm like, oh my gosh, ants. I hate ants. I hate, capital hate, ants. I cannot tell you how badly I loathe them. I cannot do it. I cannot ants. Do ants. Ants. Spiders, fine. Ticks, fine.
I can't
fine.
Do spiders.
Anything else, I'm fine.
I can't do
ants.
Spiders.
I can't do ants.
Ticks. Ticks, I'm all right with. Ants, I'm okay with. It's spiders.
But I'm looking at my hand, my arm, and they're just biting me and crawling all over me. And I'm looking at the guy. I'm like, oh, look at all these ants on my arm. He's like, on your arm? Check out how many pants or ants are on your pants.
Did you do the ants pants
down,
dance?
Oh, no. Obviously, I work with 95% dudes, right? And I let out the loudest scream possible. My hard hat goes flying off. I run across the yard because I'm like shaking all the dirt out. So I'm shaking all the ants and the larva and everything all over my legs. And they're just crawling all over me. And I just freak out. Oh, it was such a horrible, horrible moment. Now everybody at work thinks I'm a girly girl because I'm screaming because of ants. They keep like throwing dirt at me, saying, oh, look at that ant, look at that ant. Or see a little speck on me. I'm like,
ants
look
in
at
the pants
ant.
Dance. I
oh, my
it.
Gosh. It was when I was a kid, I fell into a fiery anthill in Florida.
Oh, no.
And I had to take the longest tomato bath ever.
Is that what you have to do for ant bites?
Yeah.
Tomato baths?
Yeah.
I vaguely, my sister did the same. She had a teddy bear once that in California had fallen into an ant pile. And when she had picked it up, it got all over her as well, but I don't remember. I remember the screams. I remember
was,
that, but oh.
Nope.
Oh.
On the way home, I have so many freckles. They're all ants. They're all ants. Okay, when we get back, because somehow we already made it to the first break, when we get back, we'll talk about salmon fishing out on Lake Michigan and the wonderful boat that we went on. Hint, hint, the person we had on the show last week.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Call us 844-967-2789.
Tonight ain't nothing gonna slow me down. I did my time working all week. Tonight's all my tomorrow I'll sleep. I wanna hear a band with a country sound.
Bus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat.
Wisco. You're listening to 540 AM WAUK, The Shaw, 101 FM. You can find us on Spotify and Apple after the show. Goes right to a podcast. I always think about this right now, but I'm live on Instagram, so I can't look, but I forget what number episode we're on. Calvin, do you know what number episode we're on?
I can try to find it.
Ooh, look at you go. I have no idea.
We'll get the number.
What was that?
So we'll get the number.
We will. One day. But I'm very excited because we keep spreading all in Wisconsin. If you go on to Civic Media on their Instagram or Facebook, you can see all the different stations that we're in right now. We're almost covering Wisconsin.
I love it.
It's very exciting. Fastest growing hunting, fishing, outdoor radio show right now on 540 AM, 101 FM.
I love it.
So exciting.
There's nothing out there like it.
I know. So today we have Michelle Ferretta and Hudson.
Say hi.
Hi.
And I love when we have kids on the radio because we don't get to normally think as a kid. Five-year-old freshly in the outdoors, see it through their eyes. It's completely different because as you and I were talking about before, he is a fantastic fisherman. He can cast like it's nobody's business. But you know why? Because he's doing it out of the pure joy of his heart. We do it thinking, okay, maybe the fish is going to be over here. Maybe the fish is going to be over here. Maybe I should cast it a little bit farther. Maybe I should try a different bait. Maybe I should put a spinner bait, a frog, something. We're always thinking on how we can improve it, which takes the fun out of it. Unless you're actually catching everything, then it's really fun. But Hudson, I'm jealous. Can I be 5 years old again?
No.
No? Why not?
Because you're too big.
I'm too big? Oh. This is going to be a fun question. How old do you think I am, Hudson?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
16.
Yeah, I am 16 years old. Look at me go. Thank you, Hudson.
Fresh behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I got my driver's license until I was 17, maybe 18. It was right out of high school, and I graduated when I was 17, so.
I was a little late driver as well.
I don't think my mom trusted me. She has very good reason. But I never, okay, I lied. One. I had one speeding ticket since 17, and now I'm 34. In like 30 days, I'll be 35. FYI, everybody. I'm really excited about my birthday.
When was that again? You said in a couple days?
30 days.
30 days.
I think. I don't know. June 17th.
Yay! The best ones are born in June.
Oh, yes, they are. And Joel's birthday is June 8th. We will be here on his birthday, actually.
Hey, all three of the littles were born in June.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay, so before our break, we were talking about our Save and Fishing trip. So if you were listening last week, or you can go back on the podcast on Spotify and Apple, we were talking with Mike Keller. Yeah. Mike Keller brought Peaches in. We have to bring up the dog right away because I'm a dog person. And we were talking about his fishing charter, how it's brand new. He put his all into it. He just bought that new boat.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember what it's called, but I don't. But it's one of the, it's like a houseboat. I call those like a houseboat.
Yeah, it's a houseboat.
Because there's a bedroom, there's a bathroom, there's a kitchen, there's like all the things. There's an upper deck, lower deck.
All the convenience of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a houseboat.
So I call it a houseboat. I don't know exactly what it's called. I don't know. It's a houseboat. But we went on in his boat, correct?
We did. It was so much fun.
Five of us. We were going to have six people, but the last person canceled, so it's just totally fine. And we limited out.
Nailed it.
Five-person limit. Five-man limit. It was absolutely fantastic. So not only does Keller take you out fishing, he fed us, gave us booze and, you know, water, brought us out to the perfect spot. That one spot, the first spot we went to, was not working, so he just picked it all up and we went to a different spot. Like, he puts in work. He puts in an extreme amount of work that... He knows where the fish are. Yeah. And he's killing it out there now.
The fact that he put us on fish each and every time, it was amazing. And then to hear, you know, to have that discussion with him about his the way he thinks about it, as we were just talking about, as a 5-year old, you don't think about those things. But as an adult, when you're just starting out like that, being able to know where the fish are and then putting your customers out there on fish, it's
stress. Stress that I could not imagine.
Amazing.
Like when we went out pheasant hunting, like I was feeling stressed because I feel like we all told each other to come out, but we're still all relying on each other to like help guide, put in all of our knowledge to, but we didn't get anything, but we still had fun. But it was still fun. It still stunk because we had a newbie with us. We wanted that person to get their first bird.
Yeah. Right? And I was the newbie. That was my first time on Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
That was
fishing.
For fishing. That was my first time, my bucket list. And never, I've told everybody since, I have never been so humbled by a fish than reeling in those lake cohos that are just, you just don't think of the struggle.
Yeah.
You don't think of the fight and the length of time that it takes to actually reel in those fish. It's amazing.
Yeah, when you get those big ones out there, it just, you arm, then you have to bring in the planer board. The planer board comes in, you got to take that out and still got to reel it in. And then it's not like bass fishing, a walleye fish. Well, I guess it's kind of like walleye fishing, but where you just like crank it, you just set the hook right away and start reeling in. You just... So, like, you set the hook a little bit, and then you start reeling it, because those mouths, they're smaller mouths. They're probably paper thin, like bass, but, man.
And even, I mean, and you still get losses, you know. Look at Bree lost a couple, you know, in a row. When...
like, seven in a row.
Poor girl.
Oh, I know. I was trying so hard to get Brianna out here, but
nope. I felt for her. I felt for her when you lose that many in a row, you know. But the last one totally made up for it, you know. And then
Brianna always catches the biggest.
Yeah.
No matter where I go, all the fishing trips her and I have gone on. I lied, I think. Ooh, this brings us to my next topic. When Brianna and I went noodling.
Oh.
I believe I got the biggest fish, but not by much.
No, you guys are going again this summer?
Oh, hopefully we are, yes. Hopefully. And just like that, we're at the next break. See? Bring it right into noodling. I'm going to convince you get this whole break. Think about it, girl. Call us 844-967-2789.
Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me...
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside...
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some... That feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a...
The sun goes down. On Welcome my back side to Raised town. In Wisco. I swear, all this music makes me want to dance and sing, but I will not do that to everybody because we'll lose a lot of followers. When the sun goes down. On Welcome my back side to Raised town. In Wisco. I swear, all this music makes me want to dance and sing, but I will not do that to everybody because we'll lose a lot of followers. Twitter follows, hello, Canadian Clan. I'm so excited. I get to hang out with Robin on June 1st. I get to be the auctioneer, MC, or whatever it is, at this wonderful outing she has at the golf course for the opportunities.
What is that?
For opportunities, it's people with, I don't know how to politely say it. Oh, yeah.
Special needs.
Special needs, thank you.
Disabilities.
Yes. It's a golf outing for them, the Spencer James golf outing. Oh, I'm so excited. Nice. I'm telling everybody about it, and I wish I could bring people there, but I can't.
Can people register their teams?
Gosh, I wish I was more prepared for this. Robin, if you're listening, I'm hugging you right now. I swear I am. And also, you made me buy patchouli. I bought patchouli laundry soap. But yes. So before the break, we were talking about noodling.
Yes.
Noodling.
Noodling.
This is always a weird topic for everybody. I wish I knew why. It can't just be you sticking a hand in a hole. It can't be just that.
I think it's more of the claustrophobia for me. I would love to. I think I would probably go with the ladies. However, it's the fear of the unknown for me. I know they prep it. I know that they tell you that there's nothing in there.
But they check. They check it for you. But there's always a possibility with everything.
There's always a possibility.
No matter what you do, there's a possibility for it to fail.
And I'm a tiny lady, so if it's a big fish.
You're a strong lady too, girl.
Woo.
So I went with, prior to going with Brianna, I went with my friend.
There's a lot of pictures.
Hudson showed me all his bass fishing pictures. They're like bigger than his whole body. Well, not body, but his torso.
Yeah.
You get some good bass in that pond.
Yeah, they could be bigger.
That's me hugging a snake.
That's you hugging a snake. Okay, we're showing all these pictures now. How brave he is.
Yes. He's brave. I'm not.
A five-year-old's braver than you right now, girl. Come on. So I went out to Wren Lake down in Benton, Illinois. So from here, from Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. I almost forgot what street this was. Everybody can come down and see us and have some wine and whatever. So come down and visit us. But from here, it's probably about a 6.5-7 hour drive.
That's not bad at all.
No. But the reason why I chose Wren Lake is because Brittany Jill chose Wren Lake. She posted on Facebook that she was looking, putting together a group and looking for people to join. And this is probably about 4 years ago now. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'll do this. I don't care where it is. I don't care how much it costs. I want to do it. It's on my bucket list. Yes. And so I told her, hey, I want to come do this, but it's just going to be me. I don't know anybody. I don't know any of your friends. And she's like, oh, absolutely, come on down. But everybody else canceled on her end except for me. So it was just Brittany, Jill, and I. And Brittany's been doing this for years. Like, she knows what to expect. This is my first time.
Yeah.
And, oh, Lanta, I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. But see, for me, it's a water fear. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out.
So you can't touch the bottom?
Well, no, you can. Oh, you can touch the bottom the whole entire time.
Okay.
There's spots where when they jump in, you can see that they're still standing, or they're like, oh, okay, this is pretty deep. I'm like, no, thank you. So they jump in every single time, and they check the hole for you and everything. But Brittany and Jill and I went down and did it with Wren Lake fishing guides. And it was an absolute blast.
What time of year did you go?
Oh, it was freezing. Ugh. It was the end of the end of August, I believe it was. But it was a rainy day and everything. Like, it wasn't fantastic, perfect weather like I was hoping. It was like when you and I went salmon fishing.
Oh.
It was like that. But drizzly and everything still. But to get in the water, too, it was freezing. But
it'd be cold.
Where I'm going with the story is that Brittany got her personal best. It was a 42-pounder. Isn't that insane?
She's
a tiny girl. She is tiny, but fierce. She is strong as heck.
So walk me through how you catch it then. Because in my mind and what I see online is you gotta just jam your fist down its mouth.
If you're watching Hannah Baron.
Yes.
She is.
She's
your own breed.
Do not
watch her because she goes after. She does everything herself.
She's bonkers.
She doesn't need somebody like me that needs somebody to go in there first to check the hole.
Right.
She just goes right in there and does it herself. Yeah. She's the one
amazing
woman machine.
Yeah.
So with them, with Wren Lake, they go down. They have all these spots marked.
Sure.
Just like when we go fishing, the marked spot. So they have pallet board fences that they made, and you can stick them in the ground. So there's openings on each side of the log or whatever that's in the water. And then they cover one entrance or exit, and then they have the other one because they check the hole first, and there's a fish in there or a turtle or anything like that. And it's kind of funny because this guy is missing two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of perfect. So they go down and check it, and they say, yeah, there's a fish in here. There's two fish in here. There's three fish, whatever. So the one guy goes in there and blocks the exit entrance, whatever it is. And then the next person says, okay, let's go. And then they have a gate that they pick up and move down easily so you can go down there and stick your hand in there. But so they check it, they stick it. And when you're reaching in there, the first one is terrifying because you know what to expect, but you don't. So the way they explain it, the way they bite is when you put your arm out and do like a karate chop. Like, that's what it feels like. Like I would do it to you. Like,
sure.
That's what the catfish bites. So there's like no teeth. There's very little teeth, but you know,
sure,
like normal fish. So they bite down, but you have to grab onto the lip. It's not like Hannah Baron when she sticks a whole arm through the fin.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. You have to give the whole hook.
You don't have to hoorah that thing. You just, they bite down and you just grab their lip and just pull it out. But they are thrashing because they obviously don't want to do that. So they're just thrashing. So you just pull it out. And then they have a floating net where they stick it in the net. But the funniest part for me is when you're, like I said, if I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. So you have to dive down, hold your breath, dive down and get ready to be scared. And I'm trying to get down. I had to like grab the dude's leg and like pull myself down because I couldn't get myself down that far. And it's muddy water, so you can't see what you're doing. Nope. Don't open your eyes.
Nope.
Oh man, it was the first time it bit me. It was, I think it was an 18, my first fish was like an 18 or 19 pound fish. And they're like, we heard you scream from under the water. It was probably about 5 feet.
That's,
but they're like, we heard you scream. And then Brittany got it on camera and everything. And when I got out, I'm just like, whoa, this is so exciting. I got a first catfish, and to toss it over my shoulder. Like, hey, put it in the net. I'm like, no, this is my fish. It was the greatest time.
That's awesome. And you went back a second time. So obviously.
Yep. And Brittany, we had a whole group put together. I don't know if you were you in that group?
No.
We put together a group. It was probably about six people because we only allowed six people on this boat. We put together a group, but slowly but surely everyone canceled. So it was just Brianna and I.
Last year? Or this year?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but...
And this year?
This year. I know, I'm so excited.
When are you planning? Are you planning on still going? Is that the season? August?
I will be emailing them. I haven't put together a group yet because work's been super crazy. And August is our busiest month.
Sure.
But we're going to. I feel like last time we had you on the show, we talked about pheasant hunting, and we went pheasant hunting the next weekend. So,
just a little.
If anybody has ever gone noodling, give us a call at 844-967-2789. It is the... Oh, and I even wore my Got Bit shirt. They give you a free shirt and like a headband and all these kind of things too.
You know who has been noodling before is Stephanie Stevens.
Oh, she does everything.
She is, yeah, one woman show too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys talk about that the last time?
We did not.
I think
not.
She was here, so...
She's done it either.
Let's put her on the list. Maybe we could get the girls together.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. So is it any of this convincing you to do it?
A little bit. As I'm inviting friends along.
I'm just saying, you cannot cancel. You cannot waste out. This is why you need to put down a security deposit, because these things happen. Your mind takes over and you don't want to do it.
But yeah. Yeah, we'll go.
We'll go. We're definitely going to get you to go.
We'll go. We'll get in the water. We'll see. You know what happens when we get there.
But for this segment, we forgot to talk about our fishing trip for Mike Keller for Foul Dogs.
Oh, it's fun.
We didn't complete our fishing trip. So I want you to take us through the whole day in your eyes, because my eyes, it's always going to be different. So like, what was it for you for your first time?
I was so nervous.
You were so. Why were you nervous?
Because for one, you don't know. You don't know how you're going to feel. You don't know how the weather is going to be. You don't know. And if you don't, you've never done it before. Everything is new. So you know, used to 5 and 7 year old poles. I embarrassingly asked you the night before, do I have to bring anything? What kind of bait and tackle do I need?
You did. That was so perfect.
So, you know, when you don't know, you don't know. And I was nervous, but it was so much fun when the sun rising and the seagulls following us out, you just feel it. And it was a nice day, so it wasn't cold, so we were able to sit up top and watch everything that was going on. And when the fish were biting. I remember there was one time we had three lines running at the same time that we had to finagle. And when you've got that much energy, it really does bring a lot of fun. I had so much fun. So out of the nerves, it became fun. So after, you know, the sun rose and everything was going on that way, I was worried that we weren't going to catch anything because we were pretty slow at first. And then all of a sudden it hit, and then it hit, and then it hit, mm-hmm. and then it stopped. And then we picked up. Yep. And then, you know, we followed the fish and followed the advice of Keller. And it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's always nice when you have a captain that guides you on what's yeah. happening.
Yeah.
And how to do it. So reeling in the first fish, what was that like?
So what was nice is having Keller, because I had no idea where to place the pole. I had no idea.
Place the pole, meaning like when you're
in your belly button. Yeah. When the fish is on and having to actually grab the line and put the pole in your belly button and hold on tight. You know, that's the one thing I just remember is just put it in your belly button. Hold on, reel, and just steady reeling. So mm-hmm. it was nice being able to be shown that way. And then once you get the hang of it, you know, and you get the next one, and they're like, yeah, go ahead, take yep. this one, mm-hmm. take this one. Or you see, oh, line seven's peeling.
Oh yeah, and he puts out, I believe, 12 lines, 14 lines,
depending on yeah. I think it's what, two per person.
Yeah.
Two lines per person. Yep. If it's a total of six, you get.
I think last week or the week prior, he had like 90% of the lines going at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. He's been limiting out.
All the fish been coming in.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, really. But I was like, "Oh, hot dog!"
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it's absolutely fantastic. But yeah, it was your first time. Of course, we're gonna give you the fish.
Yeah.
Like. Reel that baby in. We're just going to sit here and take videos and pictures. Of course, they're all over my Instagram and Facebook and yours as well.
Yeah, definitely. But, made some great reels out of that.
And then when we're coming back, it was absolutely beautiful watching it. The sun was not setting. I think we came back around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 or 2. It was early afternoon.
Yeah, and then he sits right there and he cleans all the fish for you. Yeah. He bags all the fish for you.
Yeah, it was really nice cleaning it and fishing right there at shore. Mm-hmm. So I was able to take home. Remember your cooler? I forgot my cooler last time. So just having a bag of mm-hmm. a fish in your
just
trunk.
Flowing around in your trunk.
Luckily, I had an extra garbage bag that I had in the back of my trunk anyway. So, you know, it's not a clean trunk.
Everybody has a clean trunk, man. Mine is so dirty from work.
Totally forgot.
And turkey hunting. Yes. Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. Now, yours is this week, right?
Yep. I had B week, and now it's D week right now. So we have E and F to go.
I didn't even get my tag this spring because I'm just so busy. Life is just so busy right now. I know.
Life is always going to be busy.
Always busy. Plus,
that's an excuse.
It's fishing season right now.
It's an excuse. Get out in the outdoors.
Absolutely. Every single time. Every time.
Every time.
Unless it's doodling, then you have to be talked into it.
844-967-2789.
Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ready? For tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
We don't, because 38 degrees this morning,
yeah,
and ended at 71 degrees.
72?
Yeah. Dumb. So dumb.
Only Wisconsin can get
off. In one day. but thank you to Bill for texting and correcting me. It's 3 lines per person.
3 lines.
3 lines, not 2 lines.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about. But 3 lines, 5-person limit. Well, bam. Everybody came home with fish. Absolutely fantastic.
And full bellies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, there was, what, 3 girls? So we just all brought food and champagne and snacks. All the things.
All the things. It was so nice.
So turkey hunting. We have to get you. We ended with you not turkey hunting this season.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy.
Too busy.
I feel like I need to yell at you right now.
That's okay. You can scold me. You call me about the mom roles have reversed.
What are you doing, girl?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Do better. Oh, man.
So you're going out this weekend?
I am going out this weekend. I have a cookout on Saturday. But Saturday morning. Okay. Morning thing. So I had week B, as I was saying before.
Yeah.
I did not get a dang turkey. So upsetting. I had hens. But no Toms or Jakes, nothing. None of them. I heard them, but I could not see them. Very frustrating. So hopefully this weekend I'll get one, because I need to put a turkey in the freezer.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen. Turkey season is slowly becoming one of my favorite, minus waterfowl, because I absolutely love duck hunting.
I enjoy it in the fall. I really do enjoy it in the fall, because it's just... If you're not turkey hunting, then you're deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
I mean, we can't start talking about that now. I'm getting remorse. Like,
I'm a fall gal.
Bill and I started watching Harry Potter, and I lit an apple cinnamon candle, and I brought out my weighted heated blanket. I'm like, it feels like fall. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I still have my heated blanket on too. I have had it on every day for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yep. What season?
3 or 4 years.
Years, not days.
To be honest.
So what will get you out turkey hunting? Will you go out this fall, as you were saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This fall.
So you're more of a fall turkey hunt instead of a spring?
Yeah, this spring. It's just
so why not the spring? Like, what makes you change your mind?
Okay, the time from life, with the beginning of the kids, all their birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
You got spring, the kids are ending school.
Yeah.
It's a busy time of year for work. So.
But man, your backyard.
Yeah. Oh, I could
go right there.
I kicked up a doe this morning checking on the chickens.
Did you?
I did.
Aww.
I did, right in the backyard.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I went, like I said, I never saw one Tom. And then the person on the property I was hunting on, the farmer, sent me a message the other morning saying, look at all these toms in my front yard or backyard, wherever it was.
Where?
But it was like right there.
Yeah.
And just about 100 yards from where I was hunting. I'm like, oh,
Rub it in.
They come right past where you were. I'm like, oh, thanks. This is absolutely wonderful. I do not feel bad at all. Thank you very much.
Who's got to go to a job when you got a hunting to do? No, I would love to go. I would love to go this spring turkey. I don't think there's any tags left. No, I would squeeze it in if I had. I would absolutely squeeze it in. Mm-hmm. It's just you got time. You got time, and I'm going to. I'll be gone in Florida next week, all next week. So
that'll be nice. Hopefully, it'll bring back the warm weather. But yeah, so we have turkey hunting going on for ENF, and as you were saying, that they have leftover tags go for sale, and they. On the DNR website, they send you the dates of when the tickets are going to go on sale because it's not the same day sure. every single year. And I swear those, the E and F are the tags that usually go, like you can buy those last. And they just sell out within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a week.
Yeah.
But they sell it so fast. And it's at that weird time of the year too where you don't know whether to wear all your ice fishing gear or just light spring gear. I remember Bill and I went out one time and we were sitting in a blind and dear Lord, I was sweating. It was the worst time. I fortunately got a turkey that time. But it was in the morning. I was absolutely freezing by the afternoon. I'm like sweating.
The time that I took Violet turkey hunting in the fall. Is it last year or year before last? It was so hot. And she was, you know, stripped down to her skivvies at mm-hmm. one point. And she's like, can I stand up? I'm like, no.
Do not.
No. You're blonde hair, blue eyed. You've got, you know, just your face painted up. No, thank mm-hmm. you, ma'am. No, thank you.
So when you do harvest the turkey, what's your favorite recipe? What do you do with them?
That's so cute. Oh, the duck. He found a picture of me holding a duck.
Nice. Duck.
It's not a duck. It's a goose.
Silly goose.
Silly goose. So I like similar turkey. to like a duck breast. So I like to breast them out. But
yeah,
they're really good.
Do you have like a favorite recipe that you go like a go to one?
I don't. No,
you don't.
Just seasonings. Seasonings. Just seasonings. Add seasonings. Add seasonings. Add seasonings and butter. And butter and
butter
seasonings.
Butter always the winner.
Butter and seasonings. Do you?
I want so. One year, Bill and I, it was for fall hunting. We did a regular turkey, like a store-bought turkey, and then we had the turkey that I shot. Mm-hmm. And we did a bacon weave. That was my first time doing a bacon weave. So you lay out, you buy two packages of bacon, not sure. the thick cut, just a regular smoked bacon.
Yeah.
You lay it out horizontally, and then you lay another layer over it vertically, and then you just do a basket weave.
Yep.
And then at the end, you just wrap it around your turkey. Wrap it around your turkey, and then you just put toothpicks in there and just stick it in the oven or put it on the Traeger or whatever it is. And
bacon wrapped anything?
Oh gosh, right. But it was one
any
of the
certain
greatest.
Flavor, bacon, maple
no.
or apple or
I always do like the maple.
Yeah,
I have maple everything. Like my favorite seasoning is smokehouse maple.
Yeah,
like, yes, like my favorite. It goes on my eggs. It goes on my steak. It goes on my burgers. It goes on my broccoli. It goes on my mashed potatoes. It goes on everything.
Everything.
But with that, that's my absolute go-to favorite.
Sure.
But bacon wrapped anything, or you do a stuffed. Just cut it right down the middle and put the cream cheese in there. Mm. Put some chop up some chives, parsley. Yeah. Yeah. Put it. Oh man, why do I always do this? I feel like. After this show, I have to go to Culver's or something on the way home because I'm always hungry. Bill, if you're listening, please, please put dinner in the oven. I don't know what we're having, but please, I'm always hungry. Oh, man.
Eli's at home with Violet right now, and they're probably just doing some sort of ravioli type Aww. Thing from a can. But, you know, I promised him we'd stop on the way home.
Nice. Oh, Calvin. Hudson, you got anything to say to everybody before we get done? No? Okay, he has nothing. I say he's going to say get out there and go fishing.
Do you like to go fishing?
He's just paying attention to this
phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Raised in Wisco, 540 AM, WAUK, The Shaw.
Vix sends rockabilly rebels and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055. Or log on to hollyville.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.